Formation of periodic FRB in binary systems with eccentricity, by Maxim V. Barkov et al. Long-term periodicity in the rate of flares is observed for two repeating sources of fast radio bursts, FRBs. In this paper we present a hydrodynamical modeling of a massive binary consisting of a magnetar and an early type star. We model the interaction of the pulsar wind from the magnetar with an intense stellar wind. It is shown that only during a fraction of the orbital period radio emission can escape the system. This explains the duty cycle of the two repeating FRB sources with periodic activity. The width of the transparency window depends on the eccentricity, stellar wind properties, and the viewing angle. To describe properties of the known sources, it is necessary to assume large eccentricities is greater than or equal to 0.5. We apply the Mesa cyclotron mechanism of the radio emission generation to model spectral properties of the sources. The produced spectrum is not wide, dun, nu approximately 0.3, and the typical frequency depends on the radius of the shock where the emission is generated. The shock radius changes along the orbit. This, together with changing parameters of the medium, allows us to explain the frequency drift during the phase of visibility. Frequency dependence of the degree of polarization at few GHz can be a consequence of a small-scale turbulence in the shocked stellar wind. It is much more difficult to explain huge, approximately 10 to the power of 5, radian per meter squared, and variable value of the rotation measure observed for FRB 121102. We suggest that this can be explained if the supernova explosion which produced the magnetar happened near a dense interstellar cloud with an approximately 100 cm minus 3. Dot. This was Formation of Periodic FRB in Binary Systems with Eccentricity, by Maxim V. Barkov et al.